NIH, Americans infected with coronavirus in December 2019, month after three Wuhan lab workers. By Wendell Hasebo on June 15, 2021. The National Institutes of Health, NIH, said Tuesday new evidence shows Americans were presumably infected with coronavirus in December 2019, a month after three Wuhan lab workers reportedly became ill. Calling it another piece of the puzzle of when and how the coronavirus pandemic began, the NIH researchers say this offers more evidence that the virus was in the U.S. at the end of December, Axios reported. The claim comes from an ongoing study in which testing samples of Americans show a very limited number of cases of SARS-CoV-2 infection in five U.S. states as early as January 7, 2020. Acting Chief Medical and Scientific Officer Sherry Schuele of All of Us, a project affiliated with the NIH, told Axios the findings are important for future pandemic planning. She explained, "We haven't followed up with these participants to know if they had traveled outside the U.S. or had contact with folks who traveled outside the U.S. but it is important, for future pandemic planning, to know what's happening during periods of low prevalence in epidemics, such as this." Axios also reported Schuele said her study did not examine samples prior to January 2, 2020. But this does add further data to a prior study by the CDC indicating some Americans may have been infected in December 2019. The Wall Street Journal reported May 23 three researchers from the Wuhan lab became sick in November of 2019, according to a previously undisclosed U.S. intelligence report. The timeline corroboration of coronavirus illness in different parts of the globe comes as Sky News Australia uncovered Sunday an alleged Chinese Academy of Sciences video which confirms the Wuhan Institute of Virology did keep live bats on its premises, opposing the World Health Organization, which has always claimed such suggestions are a baseless conspiracy. Sky News Australia reports the Chinese Academy of Sciences video was discovered by researchers investigating the origin of the pandemic who call themselves Drastic. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the chief medical advisor to the president, admitted on May 25 the NIH funded the Wuhan lab, but he still denies gain-of-function support. It should be noted the man responsible for steering U.S. government funding to the Wuhan lab, Peter Daszak, thanked Dr. Fauci in April of 2020 for publicly dismissing the theory coronavirus may have leaked from the lab, emails revealed. Fauci defended himself against the misconstrued email on CNN June 3, saying that email was from a person to me saying thank you for whatever it is he thought I said, and I said that I think the most likely origin is a jumping of species. Fauci's position of where the virus originated seems to be similar to the Wuhan lab's so-called bat woman, Shi Zhengli, who denied Monday the virus came from the lab. "How on earth can I offer up evidence for something where there is no evidence?" she told the New York Times. "I don't know how the world has come to this, constantly pouring filth on an innocent scientist." Incidentally, the Chinese Academy of Sciences praised Shi in 2021 as an advanced worker of the academy. The Global Times, a Chinese Communist Party, CCP, propaganda outlet, wrote the award was due to Xi's years of research and achievements in research with bats and viruses, along with adhering to the scientific values of innovation, serving the country and benefiting people, who fought hard and never flinched in the face of difficulties and challenges.